We begin things with a look at some of the topics of focus and concern in Trenton from this past week. They include debts, taxes, and on a more positive note, how about free fishing? We'll get into that in a little bit, too. Here to talk about all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Dallas Summer Coates. How are you this week?
Good morning, and you forgot the governor dancing on Jimmy Fallon.
I'm trying to as best as I possibly can. Just further examples of why white people should not dance.
I felt like the embarrassed child.
It was so funny. It's
like
watching your kid do everything that you never wanted your kid to do on stage at the school play with the whole audience there. And let us get with the interesting situation regarding the state budget, the deficit, the pension plan. And we're up to 14 unions suing to stop Governor Christie's plan to cut back on the pension contribution this year. They're hanging their hat on the 2011 pension agreement and going to court. They expect Superior Court Judge Mary Jacobson to combine all these cases into one. It'll be a single hearing in Trenton on June 25th. And in case you don't have a calendar handy, that's 5 days before the deadline to enact a new state budget with, as they say in the infomercials, but wait, there's more. Governor Christie saying if this falls apart, there is no plan B.
Yeah. I was a little frightened this week when I heard one of my Republican colleagues on the budget committee say to me that I better bring a cot and a pillow because we're going to be there a long time. When I first got into the legislature, we had one of those overnight, all night, sessions where we were arguing and it's not the most pleasant, but it is a little frightening to see that he has no plan B. That puts the pressure on the Democrats, of course, to come up with the cuts in some other way. And they're trying to come up with some creative ideas, but I don't really like some of them. So
the lawsuit argues that Christie's plan violates the state constitution and the contract rights of the public workers of the state. Trying to find the note here. Christie's saying he would rather cut the pension payments and raise taxes or reduce spending for the schools or hospitals, and state can't afford the level of benefits that it is providing the public workers. And now the Democratic leaders are proposing raising taxes on the wealthy earners in the state to, in their minds, bring in new revenue. But according to the Office of Legislative Services, that would only bring in, at best, $800 million a year, and that's not even close to closing the hole.
Right. And, Senator Lesniak is proposing to raise the millionaire's tax and yet cut the estate tax. But it's really not a good thing because we don't want to impact it'll have an impact on small businesses because the gross income starts over $350,000. That's what they call a millionaire. And, we're really going to impact things. And it's not a good time to link positive tax relief with job-killing tax hikes. So he's really, it's not a good thing. So
The lawsuit, again, is basing itself under the state and federal constitution. New Jersey cannot break its own contracts. Is it really laid out that simply in the Constitution for this judge on June 25th to say, it's 14 unions? You're right.
I don't think it is, but I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really say for sure. But, this is the issue. What else can we tap into? We don't want to tap into school aid. That's already fragile. We have certainly a lot of other changes we could make, but like, for instance, we already did some, cutting lobbyists who get pensions. We have still some independent contractors, attorneys, engineers. We have to get them out of the pension system, ban the double dipping. There are steps to do, but I really don't know. I wish I knew what the silver bullet was in this situation.
Well, that's the thing, too. In the worst, let's look at the doomsday scenario. If the judge rules in favor of the unions and governor says there is no plan B, is there any equivalent in the state house to sequestration?
Yeah, that's the thing. I really don't know. I mean, I really think he's playing hardball with the Democrats because right now no one has really admitted ownership of the new budget document. So we could end up with exactly what the governor wants because he has the ability with the red pen and, the Democrats won't have the votes to override it. So they're the ones that are in a pinch.
And when you look at the state of affairs with the pension fund, Originally, with the payments as initially planned, the change has put the pension fund on a 30-year path to financial stability. But now, with these cuts in the pension contributions this year and next, stay in from a combined $3.8 billion to down to $1.38 billion, the plans would financial stability would be, some estimates, a 40-year path instead of a 30-years. And add to that, Standard & Poor's now threatening once again to downgrade the state's credit rating because of Christie's pension plan. That you look at long-term costs of borrowing going up for Transportation Trust Fund, for example. And if you look at the yearly cost of living adjustments for the pension, they were frozen for 300,000 retirees under the 2011 agreement. And they would not come back until the pension system is 80% funded. Again, cutting the payments puts that 80 percentile goal further and further into the future.
Yeah, it's just like continuing to borrow when you already have a tremendous amount of credit card debt. So not a good situation to be in. But at least on a positive note, we didn't make the top 10 list of most corrupt states. So, hey, you know, that's a bonus there.
Well, the primary election this past week, we're reminded about the corrupt former mayor of Trenton, the capital city.
Yes, we can't get away from some of it.
As his replacement, or soon-to-be replacement, got at least past the primaries, you're listening to Issues and Ideas as we speak with Assemblywoman Allison McCose on the web. It's AllisonMcCose.com. And the State House is njledge.state.nj.us. And I alluded to this. Senator Lesniak, again, who never saw a millionaire that he liked, is once again introducing legislation to repeal the estate tax while raising the millionaire's tax. And Governor, of course, is putting a kibosh on this thing. Lesniak said the state brings in about $350 million from the estate tax each year, and it's taken directly from the estates of dead New Jerseyans that are worth $675,000 or more, separate from the inheritance tax, which the recipient pays. So in its place, he wants to put back the millionaire's tax to increase the tax rate on households over $350,000. That would bring $1.2 billion to the state coffers, and you have to put an asterisk next to that in theory, because if we recall back in the Corzine era when the millionaire's tax was in place, estimates say $70 billion of personal wealth left the state,
yes,
which meant that whatever you were getting from those people in what was initially their taxes, you lost all that. You did not gain that $1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the statistics of the small number of people that right now are paying our biggest chunk of our income tax, we're just further pushing away these top wage earners. And I think, as I said before, $350,000 is not a millionaire by any means. So this is really, really a big money grab, and it's just going to push more and more small business owners out of New Jersey.
And there are actually some Democrats already co-sponsoring bills to either phase out the estate tax, or if you want to put it in place, they want to raise the threshold to $1 million instead. Mm. So it also tells you that we must be getting closer to elections as well. Well, there is some good news in the state. If you want some fish, you don't have to go pay for it at the market this weekend. You can do some free fishing, freshwater fishing. You don't have to pay for a license. This is your weekend, free fishing days, where those without the required freshwater fishing license can cast your bait in the lake without getting arrested, I guess.
Yes. And, you know, obviously this is a great program because we want to encourage more people to get involved with fishing throughout New Jersey. And this gives them a little taste of it. And we hope that then they will say, you know what, I'm going to go and get myself a license and continue to fish. And it's a wonderful family activity. And I hope people take advantage of it.
Yeah, started yesterday, continues all day today. You can learn more about this and all the other wildlife programs. Get some great information, too, at njfishandwildlife.com. And in case you never looked, a resident fishing license in New Jersey costs $22.50. A trout stamp is $10.50. Senior license over for the age of 65 and up is $12.50. And if you are under 16 or over 69, you don't need a license. So you get to fish for free all the time in that case. So yeah, you check that out, njfishandwildlife.com. Go cast your line. And to share something you think is important with the Assemblywoman, you can do that at AllisonMcCose.com. And there'll be some interesting watching at the State House. You can do that through the website, njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. We'll talk again next week.
Have a great Sunday and happy Father's Day.